This morning, the message is going to be the tale of two gardens.
今天早上，我们的信息的主题是双园记。
There's actually two passages. One is from the book of Genesis, the other is from the Gospel of John.
今天有两段经文，第一段是在创世纪当中，第二段是在约翰福音里面。
I think the Genesis passage you should be familiar with, and so we will read the Gospel of John passage.
弟兄姐妹应该对创世纪的经文非常的熟悉，所以我们今天会在这里攻读约翰福音的经文。
Okay, so Brother Yifan, why don't you go ahead and read the passage of John chapter 19 verses 41 through chapter 20 verses 18.
今天的经文在约翰福音第19章41节到第20章18节。在耶稣钉十字架的地方有一个园子，园子里有一座新坟墓，是从来没有葬过人的，是因只因是犹太人的预备日，又因那坟墓近，他们就把耶稣安放在那里。七日的第一日清早，天还黑的时候，抹大拉的玛利亚来到坟墓那里，看见石头从坟墓挪开了，就跑来见西门彼得和耶稣所爱的那个门徒，对他们说，有人把主从坟墓里挪了去，我们不知道放在哪里。彼得和那门徒就出来往坟墓那里去，两个人同跑，那门徒比彼得跑得更快，先到了坟墓，低头往里看，就见细麻布还放在那里，只是没有进去。西门彼得随后也到了，进坟墓里去，就看见细麻布还放在那里，又看见耶稣的裹头巾没有和细麻布放在一起，是另在一处卷着。先到坟墓的那门徒也进去，看见就信了，因为他们还不明白圣经的意思，就是耶稣必要从死里复活。于是两个门徒回自己的住处去了。玛利亚却站在坟墓外面哭，哭的时候低头往坟墓里看，就见两个天使穿着白衣，在安放耶稣身体的地方坐着，一个在头，一个在脚。天使对他说，妇人，你为什么哭？他说，因为有人把我主挪了去，我不知道放在哪里。说了这话就转过身来，看见耶稣站在那里，却不知道是耶稣。耶稣问他说，妇人，为什么哭？你找谁呢？玛利亚以为是看园的，就对他说，先生，若是你把他移了去，请告诉我，你把他放在哪里，我便去取他。耶稣说，玛利亚，玛利亚就转过来，用希伯来话对他说，拉波尼，拉波尼就是夫子的意思，夫子的意思。耶稣说，不要摸我，因我还没有升上去见我的父。你往我弟兄那里去，告诉他们说，我要升上去见我的父，也是你们的父，见我的神也是你们的神。抹大拉的玛利亚就去告诉门徒说，我已经看见了主。他又将主对他说的话，说的这话告诉他们。
May the Lord add his blessing to the reading and preaching of his word.
愿主赐福给读他经文和宣讲他的话语的。
Message today is a tale of two gardens based on Genesis as well as the Gospel of John.
我们今天信息的主题是双园记，是根据创世纪和约翰福音当中的两个园子。
When I was a kid, every spring we would plant seeds and seedlings in the backyard of our garden.
当我还小的时候，每一年我们都会在后院种一些小花、小草和果实。
And every year, every subsequent fall, we would there would be plenty of vegetables.
那第二年的秋天，我们就会收获很多的蔬菜和瓜果。
Years later, I visited that very same garden.
很多年以后，我又回到了那一个园子里。
There was nothing growing there except for weeds and scattered grass.
在那里不再有任何的果实和蔬菜，而只是一些野草。
I actually tried to plant some seeds and some seedlings there.
我实际上有尝试在那里撒种。
But this time there was no vegetables to pick.
但是这一次却没有任何的蔬菜来收获。
Why? Because the soil was much more harder.And the weeds was much more abundant, and the water was scarce.
因为在那个园子里的泥土变得硬了，水也变得少了，营养也变得没有了。
In reflection, I wish that I could have gone back to where where we planted when the fruits was more in a plenty.
回过头来想，我希望能够回到那一年，土壤都还是肥沃的时候。
This morning, the message is about two gardens, and it's not the one in my backyard.But the one in Scripture.
今天早晨我们的信息是关于两个园子的，不是关于我家后院的那个园子，而是圣经当中的两个园子。
One garden is found in the book of Genesis, the other garden is found in the Gospel of John.
第一个园子是在创世纪当中，第二个是在约翰福音当中看到。
In the book of Genesis, you may be familiar with the Garden of Eden.
在创世纪当中，弟兄姐妹可能对伊甸园很非常的熟悉。
It was a garden of paradise of sorts.
伊甸园是一个天堂。
Plenty of colorful plants, plenty of juicy fruits and flowers and plants among the trees.
有许多的五颜六色的花，有很多的充满这个营养的水果。
There was plenty of animals. There was plenty of sun in this garden. There was the land of plenty.
在伊甸园当中，有很多的动物，也有很多的阳光。伊甸园是实实在在的一个果实丰富的园子。
When Adam and Eve were in this garden, they soaked up all the sights. They tasted all the pleasures in this garden.And of course, they enjoyed their relationship with God.
当亚当夏娃活在伊甸园当中的时候，他们应有尽有，他们吸收了所有的阳光，也享受了所有的动物和蔬菜瓜果。
Until one day.
他们也在伊甸园当中享受与神的关系，直到那一天。
That one day that Eve was deceived, she took the bite, and Adam also took the bite of the forbidden fruit from the knowledge of good and evil.
那一天，夏娃受到欺骗。偷吃了禁果，也是在那一天，亚当也吃了禁果。
And from then, things drastically changed.
从那一天开始，一切都变了。
What was the results of their disobedience to God?
亚当和夏娃被逆神的结果是什么呢？
One, there was a broken relationship with God.
第一，他们和神的关系破碎了。
How do we know this? Because they hid from God.
我们怎么知道呢？因为他们从神那里躲了起来。
They felt ashamed.Of God.
他们感觉到非常的羞耻。
And thus there was a disconnect between them and God.
在他们与神的关系当中有一个破裂。
Another thing that happened was there was a broken balance in creation.
另一个结果是在创造当中的平衡被打破了。
This one act of disobedience affected the entire creation.
亚当和夏娃的悖逆影响了整个创造。
The perfect balance and peace that existed between humanity and the natural world was now ruined.
在人类和这个世界上所存在的完美的平衡被永远的毁坏了。
And as a result of their disobedience and their banishment, there was now weeds and worries.
因为亚当夏娃的悖逆和放逐，现在在世界上充满了野草。和担忧。
Weeds and thorns and thistles, worries in terms of sweat and stress, all the results of the fall.
是因为亚当和夏娃的放逐，在这个世界上现在充满了各样的荆棘，各样的野草。
Another thing that happened as a result was the relationship among the people were strained.
另一个结果是在这个世界上人与人之间的关系，得到了非常大的影响。
And if you look through the book of Genesis, you'll find that tensions became more apparent, life became more tragic, and death became more evident.
当我们看到创世纪的时候，我们就看到人与人的关系变得更加的紧张，生命变得更加的悲剧，死亡也变得更加的显明。
So what a tumble, what a fall from that very first garden.
所以我们看到亚当和夏娃从伊甸园当中的放逐是一个多么悲剧的事情。
Can you imagine the regrets that Adam and Eve were feeling?
你可以想象亚当和夏娃在被放逐时候所感到的悔恨吗？
Think for a moment. Adam and Eve had it so good in the Garden of Eden, and now they had thorns and thistles, stress and strain.
亚当和夏娃在伊甸园当中的生活是如此的美妙，然而他们被放逐之后，在世界上却是充满了他们的关系当中充满了紧张。
Can you imagine Adam toiling the land and wiping that first sweat off his brow and saying, "I had it better in Eden"?
你可以想象亚当在耕地的时候擦去他留下的第一滴汗水的时候，想到，哇，我在伊甸园当中的生活真的是好太多了。
Or think about what Eve went through and experienced that very first pain in childbirth.
我们想到夏娃在生出她第一个孩子的时候所感到的痛楚。
And to top it off, their relationship with God was not the same, not accessible as it once was.
亚当和夏娃与神的关系也不再像他们在伊甸园当中那样了。
Regrets, yes, they had plenty.
我想他们一定感到了很多很多的悔恨。
We may regret things that have happened to us or things that we have made choices to.
我们有时候可能也会为我们生命当中所做的事而感到悔恨。
Have you ever regretted careless words?
你有没有悔恨为说了不该说的话而悔恨呢？
Have you ever spoken anger and hurt someone, even someone you love, or even hurt or insulted God?
有没有在怒气当中说一些不该说的话而伤害别人，甚至侮辱了神呢？
Have you ever regretted a careless act? Instead of avoiding temptation, you gave into temptation?
你有没有为做了不该做的事而感到悔恨？有没有受到试探呢？
Have you ever regretted a careless thought? When you thought very negative, you thought very bitter, and then you became bitter. And then as a result, a friendship sours.
你有没有为想一些不该想的事情而感到悔恨呢？有没有在心里变得苦毒？有没有因为这样的想法让你和朋友之间的关系变得非常的不愉快？
Or how about careless living that has led to now?A distance between you and God.
你有没有为过一个不该过的生活而感到悔恨，让你和神的关系变得疏远了？
Friends, when sin happens, regrets happens too.
弟兄姐妹，当我们犯罪的时候，我们就会感到悔恨。
And so, there's a somber and sad note from that very first garden.
所以我们可以从伊甸园当中看到一个非常沉重的结果。
Let's move to the second garden in the Gospel of John.
接下来让我们看到在约翰福音当中的第二个园子。
This, it says that in our scripture, there is a garden here.
经文中说到在耶稣的墓旁有一个园子。
There is a garden by the tomb.
就在坟墓的旁边。
So it's actually by the gravesite.
这个园子就在坟墓的旁边。
It is not uncommon to have a garden that goes that will lead eventually to the gravesite.
在那个时候，在一个坟墓旁边有一个园子，不是不寻常的。
It was not uncommon to have vineyards, not uncommon to have olive trees in the very vicinity.
在坟墓的旁边有葡萄园，也不是不寻常的。
So in our text, the character Mary Magdalene.Had to come through that garden to the gravesite.
在我们今天的经文当中，抹大拉的玛利亚要到坟墓之前，需要经过这个园子。
And so, for anybody to get to the gravesite, they had to go through the garden.
所以每一个要去到耶稣的坟墓的人都要经过这个园子。
Now remember what happened a few days ago.
我们记得几天前发生了什么呢？
Mary Magdalene had witnessed the horrors of the crucifixion.
抹大拉的玛利亚刚刚看到了耶稣基督被钉十字架。
She heard the pounding of nails that went through Jesus' hands and his feet.
她听到了钉子穿过耶稣的手和脚。
She visually saw the bruises and the puncture marks upon Jesus' body.
她看到了耶稣身体上的钉痕。
And she saw firsthand the blood that flowed from Jesus' head.
他也看到血从耶稣的头上流了下来。
And not only did she hear and see, but she even smelled. She smelled death because that's what happened to Jesus on the cross.
他不光看到了、听到了耶稣的死，他也闻到了耶稣的死。
So on the first day of the week, while it was still dark, Mary had come to the tomb, and other accounts said that she had brought embalming spices.
所以七日的第一日清早，天还黑的时候，玛利亚就来到了坟墓那里。也有经文说，她带了一些香料。
And as she approached the gravesite, she saw the large stone from the tomb had been rolled away.
当她来到坟墓跟前的时候，看见石头从坟墓被挪开了。
Frightened in fear, she first thought that there must have been a grave robber that stole Jesus' body.
玛利亚感到很恐惧，她以为耶稣的尸体。被人给抢了。
Well, however, after Simon Peter and the other disciple known as John came to verify, they looked in and they saw the grave clothes.
但是当 门徒彼得和约翰来了之后，他们看到耶稣的衣服好好的放在那里。
They saw the very same linen cloth that had once been on Jesus now laid in a perfect and nice pile.
他们看到耶稣的衣服被整齐的叠好放在旁边。
Mary is still unconvinced. She still thinks the body is stolen.
玛利亚至此还是不敢相信，还是认为耶稣的身体被抢了。
It says that the angel spoke to him, why are you weeping?
直到天使对妇人说，对玛利亚说，妇人你为什么哭？
Even Jesus says the same thing.
耶稣也说了同样的话。
Even after turning around, she's still thinking that maybe somebody might have stolen it.
玛利亚转过头来还是觉得耶稣的身体可能被偷了。
She thought that until Jesus spoke her name, Mary.
直到耶稣叫出她的名字玛利亚。
Mary now sees the resurrected Christ.
玛利亚在 当时看到了复活的主耶稣。
Brothers and sisters, rejoice, he is risen.
弟兄姐妹们，我们应当因主的复活而感到欢欣和喜乐。
The resurrection, what happened to Jesus? The resurrection changed everything.
耶稣的复活改变了一切。
Jesus conquered the grave.
耶稣战胜了坟墓。
And he reversed the story of the curse.
耶稣也反转了这一个受诅咒的故事。
Jesus was victorious over death.
耶稣战胜了死亡。
And Jesus stood in that garden by that graveside, and he spoke Mary's name.
耶稣站在他自己的坟墓旁，叫出了玛利亚的名字。
So, do you know the difference between the two gardens?
所以，弟兄姐妹们，你们知道我们今天讲的这两个园子的区别在哪里呢？
One ended in a very sad and somber note.
第一个园子是以一个沉重的结尾而结束的。
The other garden, there's a lot of joy, of relief.
在第二个园子里面，我们看到了很多的喜乐和释然。
And why? Because rejoice, he is risen.
因为主耶稣复活了。
At this garden in the Gospel of John, by the graveside, a resurrection has taken place. A reversal has happened.
在约翰福音当中的园子里，我们看到耶稣复活了，有一个反转。
Now in that first garden, the first garden mentioned in Genesis, sin and death had entered. Adam and Eve hid from God.
在伊甸园里，我们看到罪和死进入了伊甸园，亚当和夏娃向神躲藏。
You remember in Genesis, in the cool of the evening, God called them out. He said, Adam, Eve, where are you?
弟兄姐妹，记得神向亚当、夏娃，召唤他们，问他们在哪里。
There was no response.
但是他们却没有回应。
Why? Because they were hidden.
因为亚当和夏娃躲了起来。
They were afraid of God.
他们很害怕神。
That was happening in this first garden.
这是在伊甸园当中发生的。
Now in the second garden, there was a different result, wasn't there?
在第二个园子里有一个不同的结果，是这样吗？
In the second garden, promise fulfilled, resurrection happened, and notice, upon hearing her name,What does Mary do? She runs to Jesus. She clutches Jesus.
在第二个园子里，我们看到应许被应验了。我们看到耶稣复活了。我们看到抹大拉的玛利亚听到自己的名字被耶稣呼喊的时候，向耶稣跑过去啊，拥抱了他。
There is crying here, but it's not crying of sadness, but tears of joy, tears of relief.
在耶稣坟墓旁的园子里，我们看到了哭泣，但是这是喜乐的哭泣，是感到释然的哭泣。
The resurrection changed everything.
耶稣的复活改变了一切。
God reversed the alienation in the first garden.
神将伊甸园当中人与神的这个隔离反转了过来。
When God called Adam and Eve, they hid, right?
当神呼叫亚当和夏娃的时候，他们躲了起来。
In the garden by the graveside, when Jesus calls Mary's name, Mary.Comes to Jesus.
但是在耶稣坟墓旁的园子里，当耶稣叫玛利亚名字的时候，玛利亚向耶稣奔跑了过去。
Friends, consider this: we are either hiding from God, or we are coming to Jesus.
朋友们，我们若不是向神躲藏，就一定是奔向神。
When we sin, we hide.
当我们犯罪的时候，我们便躲了起来。
When we sin, we regret.
当我们犯罪的时候，我们感到悔恨。
When we sin, we try to hope that nobody notices. When we sin, we try to get away from it all, even from God.
当我们犯罪的时候，我们想没有人能够看见，我们想要远离神。
But the good news, the resurrection changed everything.
但是今天的好消息是，耶稣的复活改变了一切。
Because friends, when Jesus is calling your name, you come.
朋友们，当耶稣呼叫你的时候，你就应当到他的前来。
When he is calling you, you come running.
当他呼叫你的名字的时候，你应当奔跑着向他而去。
When Jesus enters your life with grace and mercy and peace, you clutch, you hold on to his precious promise like never before.
当耶稣将恩典、怜悯和平安带到你的生命当中的时候，你应该紧紧地抓住他。
When you realize the presence of Christ, the power of Christ, the passion of Jesus Christ in your life, you too will be shedding tears of joy and relief.
当你也感到耶稣在你生命当中的同在，他的大能的时候，你也会流下感恩和喜乐的眼泪。
Friends, I mentioned either you are hiding from God, or you are coming to the feet of Jesus.
朋友们，你要么就是远离神，要么就是到与神接近。
When you come to Jesus, you understand that God has redeemed you, as Christ has redeemed you from the curse of the law by becoming the curse for us.
当你与神亲近的时候，你知道主耶稣基督已经为你的死而付上了工价。
You realize the significance of Christ's death, that he died on the cross for our sins.
你能够才能够感受到耶稣基督为你的罪而死的意义。
And you understand by faith that to all who receive him, to those who believe in his name, he gave the right to become children of God.
你也知道凡接待耶稣的就是信他名的，他就让你做他的儿女。
And so, like I said, there is two responses. One is that one could be hiding from God, the other is coming to his feet.
所以我们在这里可以有两个回应，第一个是远离神，第二个是接近神。
Are you ready to come to Jesus?
弟兄姐妹们，你准备好来到耶稣的跟前吗？
Jesus said, "The kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe in the gospel."
耶稣说，日期满了，神的国近了，你们当悔改，信福音。
The resurrection changed everything.
耶稣的复活改变了一切。
God had reversed the story of alienation from God to now a story of reconciliation to God.
神把这个与神隔离的这个关系所反转了，让人们能够接近他。
Now he's also reversed isolation to provide community.
他也将人与人之间的隔离反转了，让人们能够聚集起来。
Notice what Jesus says to Mary. He says, "Go to my brothers."
耶稣跟玛利亚说，到我们的弟兄当中去。
Now where were the brothers?
他的弟兄在哪里呢？
Most likely they were hiding in the room.
他们很可能躲在自己的房间里。
But Jesus wanted Mary to go to the brothers, to bring them out, to bring them together, and to bring them to him.
但是耶稣想让玛利亚去找到他的弟兄们，带到他的跟前来。
When we encounter Jesus, like Mary, he's bringing us to the Father. He's bringing us together as brothers and sisters in Christ.
当我们像玛利亚一样看到了耶稣，他就把所有的弟兄们聚集了起来。
You might think, well,Were the brothers really isolated?
你可能会想，他的弟兄们真的被隔离了开来吗？
I mean, at least they were in the same room, so they weren't exactly lonely.
至少他们在同一个房间里，所以他们也不那么孤单。
Yes, they were there, but they were together there in fear.
虽然他们聚集在一个房间里，但是他们心里却感到惧怕。
That's why Jesus said, "I am ascending to my Father and your Father and to my God and your God."
这也就是为什么耶稣说我要升上去见我的父，也是你们的父，我的神也是你们的神。
The message is telling them to have both the confidence in God and the promises of his word.
耶稣想要告诉他们要对神有信心，也对神的话语有信心。
See, Jesus desired to see the brothers again. He desired to reanimate their courage like never before.To reestablish their faith and their fellowship like never before, and to reinvigorate their passion for God like never before.
耶稣想要重新看见他们的弟兄，重振他们的勇气， 重建他们当中的信心和团契，也重燃他们追求神的热心。
Brothers and sisters, when we are trusting Jesus like never before, when we are standing on His promise like never before, we will see the results in a very dynamic fellowship with God and with each other.
弟兄姐妹们，当我们前所未有的相信主耶稣，相站立在他的应许上面，我们就会看到我们当中的团契也受到了前所未有的改变。
Now in this passage, I noticed something.
在今天的经文中，我看到了一个东西。
In the garden, Jesus is standing in front of a woman.
在耶稣坟墓旁的园子里，耶稣站在一个妇人面前。
Now remember, in the first garden, there was a woman named Eve, and she was deceived.
我们记得在伊甸园当中有一个叫做夏娃的妇人被欺骗了。
In that first garden, she was deceived by the serpent's lies and deception, and subsequently bit of the forbidden fruit.
在伊甸园当中，夏娃被毒蛇的谎言欺骗了，也吃了禁果。
Adam listened to the voice of his wife and also bit of the forbidden fruit of the tree of knowledge of good and evil.
亚当听了夏娃的话，也吃了禁果。从这个知善恶的树上
Both Adam and Eve were deceived and both defied God.
亚当和夏娃双双偷吃了禁果，背逆了神。
Now in the Gospel of John, there's another woman.
在约翰福音当中有另外一个妇人。
A woman named Mary Magdalene, and she is not deceived in this account.
她的名字叫抹大拉的玛利亚，她在故事当中并没有受欺骗。
All because of Jesus, and He appeared to her.And all the lies she had been told, and every thought about it, Jesus turned it away.
在耶稣向玛利亚显现的时候，玛利亚所有的疑虑、所有的担忧都被消除了。
Jesus showed her the truth of the resurrection. Remember the words of Jesus. He said, "I am the way and the truth and life, and no one comes to the Father but through me."
耶稣向玛利亚显现，让她知道耶稣才是道路、真理和生命，没有人可以不通过耶稣到父那里去。
He then tells her to go to the brothers and tell them the truth.
耶稣接下来告诉玛利亚去到他的弟兄那里，告诉他们真理。
Do you see the connection between the two gardens?
弟兄姐妹们，我们看到这两个园子当中的连接吗？
There's a lot of similarities in these two gardens, but there's a lot of contrast, aren't there?
在这两个园子当中有很多的联系，也有很多的对比。
In the first garden, remember, God set up angels, and angels, particular angels, was carrying a flaming sword to guard and protect the garden.
在第一个园子里，我们看到神让天使带着烧着烈火的剑来守护伊甸园。
But in this garden, there were two angels, and they welcomed, they told that Jesus is risen.
在耶稣坟墓旁的园子里，有两个天使。向玛利亚说耶稣已经复活了。
So you have the contrast here. You have one woman who was deceived in Genesis, then you have one woman who believed in the Gospel of John.
所以我们看到这里两个园子当中的对比，在一个园子里一个妇人被欺骗了，在另一个园子里一个妇人受到了耶稣的鼓励。
Let's remember the background of Mary who believed.
我们看到抹大拉的玛利亚的背景。
In the Gospel of Luke, it was said of her that she previously possessed not one, not two, but seven demons.
在路加福音当中，我们看到抹大拉的玛利亚被七个恶魔所占有。
She was in the occult. She was in a very dark place.
她在一个非常黑暗的地方。
And when Jesus traveled from his path to cities and villages, he proclaimed the news of the kingdom of God.
在耶稣从一个城市到另一个城市的时候，他在宣扬神的国的信息。
And on that one occasion, he met Mary and others, and he healed Mary and others of the evil spirits and the infirmities.
耶稣碰到了抹大拉的玛利亚和他的朋友们，并且医治了他们。
Immediately, they followed Jesus.
从此以后，他们立即跟随耶稣。
And so Jesus chose Mary. He rescued Mary. He picked Mary to go and to tell the brothers.That he rose.
耶稣拯救了玛利亚，并且告诉玛利亚去到他的弟兄们那里去，告诉弟兄们他已经复活了。
Mary did tell the disciples, who told the brothers, who told the brothers and the sisters, who told friends, who told family members, who told fellow countrymen, travelers, and foreigners, who told people from year to year, decades to decades, centuries to centuries, to even to somebody who told me, and I am telling you, Jesus is alive, he is risen, and that Jesus saves.
弟兄姐妹们，耶稣复活的消息就是这样口口相传，从玛利亚到门徒，从门徒到他们的家人，从家人到国民，从国民到旅人，到异乡客，日复一日，年复一年的传开，传到我这里，我也在今天向弟兄姐妹们传扬这个好消息。
Jesus reversed the story of deception to now the story of reconciliation.
耶稣将这个欺骗的故事反转，反转到我们今天这个与神和好的故事。
And Jesus used the least likely, a former demonized, deceived woman to help change the world.
耶稣使用了那最不配的妇女，那被恶魔所占据的妇女，来帮助她改变世界。
The gospel story becomes central in our ministry of reconciliation.
在我们的福音的故事当中，与神和好的这个故事是最为重要的。
Friends, we got a story to tell, a story to tell to the nation, a story of glory, all about Christ, all because of Christ.
弟兄姐妹们，我们应当将这个好消息传开，将耶稣复活的好消息传到万国，传到地极。
Tell the gospel story, tell it often, tell it well.
让我们一起传扬这个好消息，让我们好好的将耶稣复活的消息传开。
And so what was presented to you today was a tale of two gardens.
今天我与大家分享这个双园记的故事。
One resulted in exile, the other resulted in the exaltation, that is, Christ as Lord is risen. Hallelujah.
一个故事以放逐结尾，另一个故事却以神的荣耀而结尾。哈利路亚，感谢神。
One resulted in banishment and separation, the other resulted in reconciliation and community.
在一个故事当中我们看到了放逐，但是在另外一个故事当中我们看到了与神的关系得到了弥补。
The first garden led to the grave, the second garden from the grave to the garden.
第一个园子是从天堂到坟墓，但是第二个却从坟墓到天堂。
One was paradise lost, the other was eternal life gain.
在第一个故事当中我们看到了天堂的失落，但是在第二个园子里我们看到了永恒被得到。
All because of Jesus, all in Jesus.
都是因着耶稣。
Are you all in with Jesus?
弟兄姐妹们，我们也能够完全的信靠耶稣吗？
Let us pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Lord Jesus,
主耶稣，
when you rose from the grave, you rose victoriously.
当你从坟墓当中复活，你的荣耀的复活了。
We celebrate, we rejoice in the mighty victory over the foes.
主啊，我们今天在敌人的面前感到欢欣雀跃。
We realize, Father, when you rose from the dead, death had died, love has won, and the Lord Jesus conquered.
主啊，我们知道在你复活的时候，死权被战胜了。
Father, this gives us a message of hope.
主啊，你的复活给我们带来了盼望。
A message of hope, no matter what situation we're facing.Father, we have hope in Christ Jesus.
这个盼望让我们知道，无论我们所处怎样的处境，我们都可以转眼仰望耶稣。
Father, today we reaffirm our belief in Christ.
父啊，今天我们在我们的心里重建对耶稣的信心。
We believe that He died and rose again.
我们相信耶稣死了并且复活。
We believe that He is here, He is present with the power to heal and the grace to forgive.
我们相信耶稣在我们当中能够医治并且宽恕。
Father, we pray that we would not hide, but that we would come to the feet, come to the cross of Jesus.
主啊，我们请求你，让我们不再躲避你，让我们能够奔向主耶稣的十字架。
Because at the cross of Jesus, we could experience forgiveness, we could experience the peace and the power of Jesus Christ.
因为只有在十架之下，我们才能够感到神。的救赎，我们才能够感受到神所带来的恩典和平安。
So help us to come by faith and to repent of our sins.
主啊，让我们凭着信心来到你的面前，并且认罪。
We pray all these things in Jesus' name.
奉主耶稣的名求祷告。
Amen.